Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
It is the second hour, hour number two, if you will, of the Monday night edition of Free Talk Live, the call-in talk radio program where you could take control of the airwaves and talk about anything you want. That was a pretty crazy story from that Days in England, man.
It was. For listeners that are just tuning in, he had tried to go to a hotel, but he gave him the wrong reasons to why he wanted to rent the room, and so they told him no. And then when he changed the reason after the fact, they said, nope, you can't. You already gave us the wrong reason, so nope, out with you.
Well, and he booked it online, and the reasons that they gave him, like, none of them applied. He was being relocated because he was having some work done on his apartment, or his flat, as he likes to call it. So, yeah, crazy, man, just crazy, and it's going to get crazier. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Nobody.
Hey, it's Ian.
And we're going to circle back and see if we can finish off this bit about San Francisco. In a heavily locked down San Francisco, 360% more people died from overdoses than COVID-19. And before you go, well, you know, San Francisco's probably got a lot of overdoses. That's true, they do, but they've seen a 50% increase in overdose deaths since the COVID lockdowns. So,
have they seen any increase in COVID deaths?
I do not know. I would imagine they have. But, you know, I wouldn't be speaking from a perspective of fact. An article published this month. Oh, wait, sorry. Sadly, San Francisco is not alone in their plight as people watched their bank accounts dwindle, lost their livelihoods, and were forced to stay inside. Cities across the country experienced a mass uptick in overdose and suicide deaths as well. An article published this month in BMJ details how Chicago.
I don't understand how people can, like, be ready to kill themselves and they still don't just risk leaving the house. Just go out.
Yeah, it's
if you die, it's a wash, right?
Right. Yeah. Oh, I'm so depressed. I think I'm going to end it all. Yeah, you would think that you'd be like, but first, I'm going outside, right? You know, or you would do, you know, something like, what was the guy who did? He lit himself on fire or something.
Tom Ball.
Right? Yeah, that's the guy.
You know, good God. Answer.
Or you would, you know, I mean, if you're going to end it all, right, you know, at least, you know, make a statement about why you're going to end it all instead of being too afraid to go outside, but yet off in yourself. That's a good point, nobody.
Yeah.
Anyway, an article published this month.
And if you're going to set yourself on fire, do it inside the government building.
Oh, preferably.
As a matter of fact, it'd be better to set them on fire because, you know, it's not your fault this is going on.
Well, violence doesn't make things better, I don't think.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't. No, well, it certainly isn't going to be any worse directed against you.
Since we're segueing.
Or any better directed against you.
Since we're segueing into violence is not the answer, which I'm a nonviolent believer. I don't believe that, you know, the way to accomplish anything is through the use of force.
I believe that the best way to respond to the use of force is through the use of force.
Yeah, I think you can use force to defend
yourself.
Anything
else you respond to force with, they will kill you.
Right. So at what point does defending yourself from the state become, you know, at what point does violence become acceptable to defend yourself from the attacks of the state?
Actually, Larkin Rose did a great video on that.
He did a thing about when is it okay to shoot a cop.
When should you shoot a cop?
Yeah. Right, but I'm talking more specifically about the rest of the state rather than just cops in particular. So, like, you know, if they're taking half your money, right, if they're locking you down, putting you out of business, right, are you justified in using violence at that point to defend yourself?
Well, if not, they're just going to starve you to death. So, you know, you die, they win. Ha ha!
Yeah, well, it depends who you ask.
Or you can just wait till you kill yourself.
What's any?
You know?
I said it depends who you ask. I mean, if you ask somebody like one of our co-hosts, Melanie, or perhaps nobody here, I'm not going to say that they have the exact same position on this. They may lean towards it being completely acceptable that people use violence against state agents, while others may see that as a threat, and they may decide to stand with the state agents to defend the state agents.
Because I know the state hides behind these degrees of separation, right? So, you know, they don't immediately send armed agents to your door to threaten to throw you in a cage, and if you resist that, shoot you. They'll send you letters first, right? They'll send you very sternly worded letters, an official, you know, embossed letterhead, and, you know, you got to do this or else, right? And they'll threaten you several different times, and then, you know, maybe you try and navigate some bureaucracy to defend yourself. So, you know, how many degrees of separation do you need before it becomes self-defense? Any? I don't know the answers to these questions. I'm just asking.
I would say that a cop is no different from anyone else. So I would be with Malcolm X, where he says, be polite, be kind, and if they put their hands on you, put them in the cemetery. Because you don't have to tolerate people touching you that you don't want touching you. And that includes pigs as well as humans. The other thing is you have to remember that the responsibility for the acts of the police flows up the chain of command.
Right.
You know? So every murder is not only on the cop who committed it, it's on his commanding officer, it's on his mayor, it's on his governor, it's on his president, it's on anybody else. And any one of those is fair game to be blown away.
So, in theory, right, according
because they are at war with you.
They are
doing violence against us.
Absolutely.
Every single day.
Yes, they initiate the violence every day in many different ways.
By the threat of violence. Yeah. They live by theft.
I got to disagree
with
you.
Kidnapping.
Yeah. I got to disagree with you that it's fair to go up the chain. The cops, they may be the ones who are putting these various different ordinances or statutes or whatever you want to call them, opinions backed by guns. They're the ones putting them into play, but I don't think it would be right to go up and just kill, you know, first of all, I'm against violence at all, but just looking at it with what he was talking about, to just go up and ice a state representative. I mean, we've got some pretty freedom-friendly state reps here in New Hampshire.
Don't go for one of the best ones if you're going to.
Okay, but you were saying that they were all responsible, and I'm telling you that's not true.
Well, I was talking about the executives, but
well, let's just take a governor in a state with these draconian lockdowns. Is that a violation of the non-aggression principle? I think that it is.
Absolutely.
You're saying to kill the governor?
No. I'm saying is the governor
force someone to stay in their home to threaten
violence? Is the governor writing laws threatening violence against people if they don't comply to whatever mandate du jour he's putting down on paper? Is that a violation of the non-aggression principle?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, they're constantly violating the non-aggression principle. They're government agents.
Okay.
The question is how
they've already initiated force, then the war has already begun. You're just late.
At what point is somebody doing violence back to that person self-defense rather
than
violence?
Yeah, I think that it's, you know, a justified position from a sort of moral standpoint, but it's not a practical
one. I'm speaking completely in theory.
It's not going to win you any real converts, I don't think.
Well, it may not win you any converts, but it will take one away from the other side.
Yeah, and then they're going to take you away.
Maybe.
Right.
That depends on if
there's
you get
a good chance of it.
I don't know. They had these guys, these Black Lives Matter guys in Dallas. Or it was one guy, actually, ex-military. He took out five Dallas cops at a rally with a rifle. 100 cops quit their jobs within a month after that.
So is this the biker rally thing? I think I remember that story.
It wasn't a biker rally.
No, okay, different story.
Yeah, I think it was like downtown. I think they were having some sort of a Black Lives Matter thing, and a guy with a rifle just started sniping the cops.
Interesting. I know in the libertarian circles, there's a lot of talk about the, you know, the non-aggression principle and the theories behind it, and when does self-defense come into play. So I was just curious what y'all's opinions were on that. So yeah. I appreciate you sharing.
There is a lot of talk about it.
We've got more Free Talk Live coming up, 855-450-FREE.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bing Books at bingbooks.com.
Every year, over a million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. You can call in, take control of the airwaves, talk about anything you want, really. In the studio, it's myself, the captain. Nobody and Ian are here tonight. And I wanted to tell you about AnyPay. AnyPay 2.0 is here. And crypto payments are now faster than ever. If you're using Edge Wallet, Handcash, Bitcoin.com, or Dash Wallets, your experience should be really smooth, and I know mine is. But some wallets aren't quite ready for this impressive new technology. These wallet programmers need to hear from you, the wallet users. Visit AnyPayInc.com/upgrade to learn why some popular wallets are incompatible with AnyPay 2.0 and reach out to the wallet programmers to encourage them to make payments perfect at AnyPayInc.com/upgrade. AnyPayInc.com/upgrade. And I've used AnyPay as recently as yesterday to pay for my dinner. Did you use it today?
I use it almost every day,
yeah. Today
included.
You're a power user, as they say in the industry.
It's true. I like it.
So we've been talking a bit about this article from the Free Thought Project that says the San Francisco area has...
Well, actually, we were talking about violence.
That's true. Yes, we were actually just a moment ago.
And nobody has, I think, lost track of time, but I think otherwise he would be here to continue the discussion. People who have his viewpoint aren't wrong from a moral standpoint. Like, if somebody attacks you and keeps threatening you, even though they're not right in front of you at the moment, I mean, you do have a justified reason to retaliate.
Yeah, a man has the right to defend himself.
But I don't think that ultimately retaliation is a productive thing to do. And whether you want to say it's coming from, like, more of a spiritual or metaphysical viewpoint, I think that this quote is relevant here, and I guess it was Nietzsche.
Yes.
He said, "He who fights with monsters should be careful lest he thereby becomes a monster. And if thou gaze long into an abyss, the abyss will also gaze into thee." The idea being that while you may be justified in using that violence, maybe you don't want to, you know, just for your own well-being.
Right.
For the well-being of the world in general. Maybe there's another way to go about all of this that involves more of non-cooperation, things that are non-violent, civil disobedience, things like that, non-payment of fines and taxes and large-scale protests in that way.
Right.
You know, not just waving signs, but actually not participating in the system, not giving it that sort of power by actually feeding into it with your donations, if you will, your taxes.
Right.
So I think that there are a lot of steps in between here and there, but I don't blame somebody who has been abused by the system, as nobody has. Our co-host has been abused.
Oh, repeatedly, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I understand why that leads a man to the level of frustration.
Well, the reason that I ask the question that it is, because we were talking about suicides, right, specifically because of this article. And then it occurred to me that as these lockdowns continue and people, lose their businesses and that kind of a thing, that somebody's
going to crack.
Somebody's going to crack. And if they're, if they're half paying attention to who, is really causing all of this, I'm afraid things are going to get violent.
Why would that frighten you, and aren't things already violent?
Well,
many people died in San Francisco of as a result?
I should have said more
the politicians.
Violent. I should have said more violent.
How many people did the politicians already kill in San Francisco? It actually would be less violent if we were shooting back at the politicians, because eventually they would either die or give up.
Mm-hmm.
It's only because we don't fight back that the violence goes on and on,
year after year.
They're clubbing us like a bunch of baby seals, and our responses are about as effective as those of baby seals.
There certainly should be more people standing up than there are.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you have to go and shoot somebody.
Right.
It doesn't mean you have to go and commit violence. I mean, I think that's understandable why somebody who's angry would want to go to that point.
Right.
But there are a lot of steps that can be taken before violence happens, and most of those steps haven't been taken. We haven't seen mass civil disobedience in any meaningful sense in the United States.
We haven't seen massive piece of civil disobedience that I've been able to manage. I mean, I can't control other people. I can't make people stand shoulder to shoulder with me.
Excepting here in Keene, obviously, you know, we're the exception here. But we haven't seen a lot of mass civil disobedience around the country. We haven't seen a lot of people refusing to pay taxes, refusing to obey. We've seen people obediently closing their businesses.
Well, if they refuse to obey and they don't fight back, they're going to be drug off to prison.
Well, they only have so many prison cells.
Well, they've got plenty of graveyard space.
Yeah. I mean, I get what you're saying, nobody. It's easy to use violence in response to violence. I just don't think it's a particularly creative solution, and I don't think that it's good for your soul, honestly.
Well, it may not be good for your soul, but if the people who are killing you stop killing you, I mean, my father's Armenian, you know. They killed off two-thirds of the Armenians. Isn't there some point at which it would make sense to pick up a gun and defend your life and your tribe, even if you know you're not going to survive?
Maybe there is, but I don't think we're there yet.
I would like to see more civil disobedience rather than civil obedience, which we're seeing plenty.
Yeah, that's the reason we have the problems that we have, is because people just keep doing what they're told to do. If they would just stop, then the state would not have enough jail cells.
Yeah, because there are far more...
If they run out of jail cells, they've got a perfect solution to that. They kill you and put you into ground.
Well, they could do that, but we haven't seen that happening yet.
Well, we've seen them killing a lot of people. Remember George Floyd? Remember Duncan Lemp?
But they didn't do that because of a lack of jail cells.
No, they did it
just
for
the
fun.
Psychopathic state.
They did it just because that's what they like to do.
Yeah, and in that moment, you would have had full right to defend yourself or defend the lives of another person in that particular case, I think. Yeah. You know, whether that'll work out in the long run is another question.
That's why they always move in when there's 10 of them and one of you.
That's
because
right.
They want to make sure
a gang.
That you die
that's
and
how,
they live.
That's how gangs operate.
Yeah, they're a criminal operation.
Yeah. So, you know, the question is, at what point is it okay to just act like they act, because those tactics are the only effective tactics?
Yeah, I think if you act like they act, you risk becoming them. And I think that's a huge problem.
I don't think so, because, you know, the difference between me and them is it's not something I would take pleasure in.
Maybe
it's
not the
not
first
something
time.
That I would choose to do for a living. It's something that I would do if and when I had no other choice. And we really have.
Well, there are a lot of choices.
There are.
Here's choice number one: reopen your business.
That's a good choice.
I don't have.
Here's choice number two: take the mask off.
I'm not wearing a mask.
And we're not talking just to you. I'm talking
I've already done these.
Talking to people who are out there listening. The majority of people who are just doing what they're told.
Yeah.
You guys are the problem.
That's a fact. Yeah. And I wish you would choose to disobey. Right now, that is, in my opinion, the only choice is to disobey. More Free Talk Live coming up, 855-450-FREE.
Moose is the German Shepherd, now 11. And he's been an amazing dog. Moose is so active and so alert and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has a beautiful coat, and at 11, he'll still run and chase the ball. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
Dynavite for life.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road. DINOVITE.com. We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says Americans will see another round of stimulus checks very soon.
People are going to see this money the beginning of next week. So it's very fast. It's money that gets recirculated in the economy. So people go out and spend this money, and that helps small business.
Mnuchin making those comments on CNBC that direct payment would be subject to the same income limits as it was back in March, which was $75,000. A winter storm could bring a white Christmas to a large part of the country. The system is expected to move from the northwest to the central United States by midweek. Snow, thunderstorms, and heavy rain are forecast for some areas. Wall Street happy with the news of a coronavirus deal being done. The Dow gaining 37 points on Monday. USA Radio News. Indoor religious services are now allowed again in Los Angeles County. Local health officials overturning their ban this weekend after the Supreme Court ruled in favor of a Pasadena church in its challenge to the state's coronavirus rules. A new strain of COVID-19 being seen in the UK has folks in the United States on edge.
A new strain of COVID-19 is being reported in the United Kingdom. U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams says it does not hinder the coronavirus vaccines combating the virus.
People to know that viruses mutate all the time, and that does not mean that this virus is any more dangerous. We don't even know if it's really more contagious yet or not, or if it just happened to be a strain that was involved in a super spreader event. Right now, we have no indications that it is going to hurt our ability to continue vaccinating people, or that it is any more dangerous or deadly than the strains that are currently out there and that we know about.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Thanks for tuning in. Welcome back to the program. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. If you want to join the conversation, you can take control of the airwaves, talk about anything that is on your mind. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
And it's Ian.
And we're going to
start. I guess I should have said, it's mad as hell, and it's not going to take it anymore, but it didn't sound right.
You're saying you're an it?
Well, you're saying, I don't know, but you always say, it's Ian. Like, it's not Ian.
Oh, it's Ian. Well, this all precipitated from this article from the Free Thought Project stating that San Francisco has seen 360% more people die from overdoses than from COVID-19. And apparently it's not limited to just San Francisco. An article published this month in BMJ details how Chicago saw a massive increase in hospitalizations and deaths at the beginning of the lockdown. These people were not sick or dying with COVID-19, however, they were dying from overdoses.
They're absolute geniuses in finding ways to kill us in which we're still going to feel like we're like they're in cold blood if we fight back. But yet, they'll take our lives, they'll take our livelihoods, they'll take our relationships, our
families.
Love, our families. They'll take everything away from us until our life is not worth living. Isn't that worse than killing a man when you think about it? Isn't it a lot cleaner just to kill him dead where he stands?
Well, we know that these...
Instead of, you know, turning his life into such a mockery that it's not even worth the trouble of being there? What kind of sick bastard actually comes up with a thing like this COVID? I think they're monsters. And I think sometimes you have to fight the monster.
They're certainly devious and conniving, lying psychopaths, that is for certain.
It's true.
Richard Jorgensen, the coroner for DuPage County in Illinois, said, "For me, that was just shocking." He told the Journal he expected a surge in hospitalizations and deaths and actually saw one, but it was not from coronavirus. The BMJ
Well, thank you for telling
out.
The truth today. Few in your profession bother to follow that, bother to show that much decency. So thank you for being honest.
The BMJ points out, mind you, I don't know who the BMJ is. Let's find out.
The British Medical
Big Money
Journal?
Junkies.
The Bavarian Money Junkies?
Big Money Junkies.
BMJ.com.
Are they George Carlin's club?
It doesn't say what BMJ stands for.
British Medical Journal? I don't
Maybe.
Know.
Oh,
what are they pointing out?
They're pointing out the rise wasn't unique to DuPage County either. Throughout the U.S., a shadow pandemic of drug overdoses has emerged in the wake of coronavirus. No, it's emerged in the wake of the government's reaction to the or overreaction to the coronavirus.
Yeah, where's the coronavirus? I don't see any.
Preliminary data from October 2020 published by the National Center for Health Statistics at the U.S. Centers for Disease and Control showed that over 19,000 Americans had died as the result of an overdose in the first 3 months of 2020, just weeks into the pandemic, an increase of 16% since 2019. The uptick came just as some parts of the country were finally seeing a hard-fought downturn in overdoses and deaths. So, you know, we're seeing a downturn, COVID kicks in, all of a sudden there's an uptick again.
So if you torture somebody until they kill themselves, are you responsible for their death?
Good question.
That is a great question.
I would say that, you know, if you're actually violating their rights in ways that cause them to kill themselves.
Right, like most people think of torture as like direct.
I would call that murder.
Most people think of torture as like direct torture. There's one person, you know, torturing another, one human torturing another human. It's a one-to-one relationship and it's direct, right?
Right.
Their hands are actually doing the torturing to you. They've got you tied up and that kind of thing. With the state, the torture is very indirect. In other words, it's done through a variety of bureaucratic processes, things that the general public just sort of goes along to get along with, and so it creates an interesting scenario.
Well, Tom Ball is a good example of this. You mentioned him earlier, the guy who set himself on fire.
Yeah.
Killed himself out in front of the courthouse here. Obviously, he could have chosen to not do that. And if he had chosen that, he probably would have seen his kids again at some point, even though he was scheduled to go back into jail. And that's the reason why, one of the major reasons why he took his own life was because he didn't want to go back to jail.
Yeah.
So I think you ask an interesting question, Nobody.
See, I think it would have been a better world if Thomas Ball had taken a judge with him. If there's really a judge out there worth killing yourself over, isn't it worth taking that judge out?
I don't think it would have made any difference.
I think it definitely would have changed that judge's career.
Sure, but he would have just been replaced by another judge.
Yeah, but that's one more person. And don't you think that other judges, if they saw one of their colleagues' brains splattered on the wall, would think, you know, maybe I should think twice about how I treat people?
I don't think they would.
Well, if they wouldn't, then don't they kind of deserve not to be doing what they're doing? Isn't it worth just
about any price? Well, none of those people should be doing what they're doing.
To prevent them from continuing
if any of those, if any of those people had, you know, real morality, or, you know, most of these folks have this sort of, I like to call it fake morality or indoctrinated morality. They think they're doing the right thing by doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, because their code of ethics is whatever the government says is okay.
Yeah, or whatever has been pounded into your brain from 12 plus years of, you know, public schooling and that kind of thing.
Or 12 plus years of religion, because depending on how religion is taught, it's frequently taught as, you know, whatever the government says is God's will.
Yeah. And then, of course, the reinforcement.
Of course, people were supposed to die all over Vietnam. That was God's will, of course. Yeah.
Well, and all of the reinforcement through the media as well, you know, is just another way that they continue the control. The question was asked recently, how come you didn't wear a mask before the television told you to?
Did the television...
That's a question for everybody, right?
The television doesn't talk to anybody
who's wearing the mask, right? If people say, oh, well, it's going to help prevent the spread of disease. Well, it should help prevent the spread of more than just COVID then, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're such a righteous and upstanding person, how come you weren't wearing the mask before the television told you so?
Well, you know, if you want to check out actually the effectiveness of violence, a very easy demonstration is take a hammer to your TV set and see if it stops talking eventually. It will.
Kill your TV set. Captain, the individual could just simply claim ignorance. Well, I didn't know. I didn't know that masks were effective at blah, 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 blah. So now I do know, and so I'll do whatever I'm told. And that means that they'll never stop wearing them, right? Because if, like you say, if a mask is good at stopping COVID, then it should be good at, which, of course, it doesn't say that on the box. It actually says the opposite on the box. But if it were to be good at stopping COVID, then in theory it would be good at stopping other things. So they will continue using the totem on into the future.
It's an important part of the genocide. And I understand now what they're doing. It's a genocide against the people who think for themselves. They're trying to make the world so insane that we can't live in it anymore.
Hmm. It certainly seems
and
like...
And they're getting very close.
They're certainly enhancing their control on everybody. 855-450-FREE. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Right, you are in the exact right place. It is the Monday night edition.
We found you
of Free Talk Live. Where was I?
You, the listener.
Oh, the listener. Yes,
we found
you.
Right,
you found us. We found you. Together, we've been found.
Yes, it's nice to find what you were expecting.
Once we're lost, but now we're found.
I found you behind the couch. You've been there the whole time.
Oh,
like an old shoe.
Why'd you put me there?
I didn't put you there. That's just where I found you.
Wow.
Somebody did.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. If you would like to find those digits on your telephone and call and join us in the found conversations that we've been profound. Conversations that we've been having.
These aren't amateur found conversations. These conversations are found by pros.
That's right. We're going to switch gears a little bit.
You don't just find conversations like this on the street.
We're going to switch gears a little bit because of the holiday season. It's the season of giving. And I've recommended on this program that if you're looking for a place to put your charity dollars, consider the Innocence Project. That's innocenceproject.org. Those guys do great work.
Mm.
I have a list here from the Innocence Project of 9 people who are home for the holidays for the first time in decades. Despite the difficulties of this year, we still have reasons to celebrate. 9 Innocence Project clients were freed this year and are spending the holidays at home, many for the first time in several decades. You can send them a note if you wish to. Publicize the work the Innocence Project has been doing on your social media or what have you. You can fill out a form that's on the innocenceproject.org website to send these folks a note for the holidays. This is just a recap of these folks and what has happened to them. This holiday season looks a bit different, with people around the world celebrating online instead of in person or scaling down their festivities because of the government lockdowns. But for wrongfully convicted people who have recently gained their freedom, this quiet holiday season represents a major milestone as they begin to adjust to their new lives and rebuild what they've lost. Jerry Thomas. See,
my only problem with the Innocence Project is that they don't recognize that violating a statute doesn't make you guilty. You know? So they should be trying to work for drug war prisoners as well, because that is one of the most massive injustices in history.
Well, let's take a look. Number 9, Jerry Thomas, G-E-R-Y Thomas, was freed and exonerated in January after nearly 30 years of wrongful conviction in Michigan. He sat in a prison for 30 years, convicted of crimes he had not committed. On his final night in prison, he did not sleep. Instead, he spent the night giving away food and spending time with about a dozen people with whom he'd shared information and love while incarcerated. I used to tell them, he said, hold on, help is on the way. On Monday, his waits came to an end when Chief Judge Prentice Edwards Jr. granted a motion to vacate Thomas's 1991 conviction for assault and attempted murder, and Thomas finally walked free and returned home to his family.
I mean, nobody, you're not wrong. Obviously, we want to see an end to the war on drugs, but as far as the resources that these people are expending trying to get people, you know, wrongfully convicted people out of prison, they're very limited and they're already stretched thin as is.
I guess I love what they're doing.
Yeah, you can't.
So don't get me wrong on
it's
that.
It's just that what you're asking for, they can't really do, right? Like in the system, they can't overturn a drug conviction because in most cases they're taking a guilty plea, number one. But in a lot of cases,
they actually can.
How?
Because there's this last piece of government, the piece of government that succeeds when every other part of government fails, and that's the militia.
Okay, well, now you're talking about an armed, you know, insurrection against a prison to release people. I don't think that's what the Innocence Project is designed for.
I mean, isn't that the just thing to do? To
sure, but
mercy
you're not
going to
convince
people
a bunch
who
of
are
attorneys.
Suffering?
You're not going
to
convince
people.
Oh, no, a bunch
I'm not saying they
that.
Should do it.
Oh, okay. I thought you were
saying
the Innocence
militia
Project
should
be doing
do it.
That. Okay.
If that's what you want your organization to do, absolutely.
Right, because you said that you thought the Innocence Project should be working on drug cases. Yes, and I'm telling you, they can't do that legally from their...
Their methods would not work for drug cases unless they went after the very basic constitutional freedoms were supposed to be guaranteed.
I don't know for
example,
a fact, though, nobody.
The right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, this is not, in fact, mentioned in the Constitution, except in passing in the Ninth Amendment, which reads that the enumeration in this document of certain rights shall not be held to deny or disparage others retained by the people.
I don't know for a fact that the Innocence Project doesn't help people wrongly incarcerated on drug violations.
I don't know that they don't either. It's just, you know, there's an implication. I guess what I don't like is the implication that somebody can be rightly imprisoned on drug charges. You know?
Well, I don't think the Innocence Project is implying that at all.
No, I don't think they are either.
Let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. We've got David calling from Detroit, Michigan. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
David, what's on your mind?
I don't want to bother nobody because I think he's from some similar areas. I'm actually from
Ann Arbor, bro.
Yeah, right on. So I'm wondering, did you ever go to Commie High School?
I exactly went to community high school in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Commie High School.
That's what it was called because it was started by a bunch of hippies, and it was the only school in Ann Arbor worth going to. That place actually pretty much prevented me from committing suicide.
Was that before or after military school?
That was both before and after.
Okay.
The military school was kind of in the middle there because I had some awkwardness during in my teenage years.
So, David, do you know nobody from high school?
No. I'm much younger than him, no offense. He just looks like somebody that went to commie, that's all.
Yeah, I did. I went to community high school. It was,
he looked like somebody that went to that school.
You're not wrong. I mean, I still look like now like I did then, more or less. Well, except that I went bald, so then I started shaving my head, and I was always a long hair. But then in the age of Trump, I didn't want to walk around with a shaved head just because, you know, people think what they think on first impression.
Mm.
And so it's so now I'm growing some hair back.
Mm. Anything else on your mind tonight, David?
Oh, no. Just wanted to bother nobody. But
you didn't bother me, bro. You didn't bother me, bro.
All right, well,
you can call up and give me a verbal
thanks for the call tonight, David. Feel free to call back if something else is on your mind another day.
Have your people call my people. We'll do lunch.
Let's move on to, we've got Mike calling from New Richmond, Wisconsin. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Not too much. I wanted to talk about this hacking. This is probably a bigger deal.
Hacking? Hacking.
Yeah, hacking.
What kind of hacking?
You know, our government got hacked.
All right.
It's enormous. Which systems are affected, which machines might actually be wiped out. You know, there's an exploit in the BIOS, even in the updates coming from Microsoft itself. Yeah, this is going to be crazy.
Yeah. Well, we do need it.
What do we need?
They're saying it's going to take years and years to figure out how deep this goes, and it's not good, man.
Good if it's a mortal wound.
Yeah, I think it's great if they hack the government. Now, you know, hacking the corporations, you know, that could actually interfere with people, like, you know, having their cell phones work or being able to buy stuff or whatever. But hacking the government, go get them.
Then again, the thing is, it depends on what corporations you're talking about. Because
apparently there were quite a few.
There is a nest of corporations around the government that exist in a corporatist, they've become part of the state.
Oh, I hear the music. Are you going to keep me on?
Yeah, do you want to hang out for a minute, Mike? You got more to say?
Yeah.
All right, stand by. I'll put you on hold. We'll bring you back. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. More coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.